This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Luis Morges. I am currently a partner at Wifly, a national accounting consulting firm, and my focus is on technology consulting, basically helping clients implement software to help them grow their business.
How are you involved with user adoption?
I've been working as a consultant in technology for about 20 years, and everything from the design, the implementation, roadmapping the solutions, and so on. In those roles, we have helped users understand their challenges that they're dealing with, roll out new systems, train, and ultimately troubleshoot why our business is not getting the return that they thought on that investment, and why are users frustrated with whatever has been rolled out to them to actually support their business processes.
Luis, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
You know, when I think about successes, Henrik, I think about the examples of some projects that we have launch almost without fanfare, where the users just show up over the weekend, and suddenly the system is there. And those things almost go unnoticed. And it's a little bit of counterproductive thinking about it, is that after you spend a significant amount of time bringing technology into a user base, into a business, into a community, whatever it is, that's only the whole event doesn't have a lot of fanfare. But I think that is actually a success, because the user had an opportunity to absorb not just what we're trying to do, how the tools are going to be using, helping them in their day-to-day life, but really for them to actually absorb mentally, how is it going to change the little details. And I think that's really how I find success in that adoption, is that it's only not using the tools as they were used before, but now using the new tool set, the new technology, as it was meant to do, to be, and how it's meant to use them. So I think that really is success. And it comes in very different forms, but ultimately, when I think about how successful has been the adoption, it's been really almost the lack of fanfare when it comes to rolling it out. On the challenge side, I actually think about it almost like an analogy. And that is, there was a time when nurses, I don't know if you remember, we're dating ourselves maybe, when nurses used to have small pressure to control the drip in the IV. And, they think about how many drops they have to do that based on the prescription they have. And so intuitively, they were going through a lot of calculations, adjustments, understanding dosages, understanding potential side impacts, understanding the person in front of them. And so there was a lot of really truly understanding how things work. Today, we have the advantages of a lot of technology in which we just allow the user really just to interact with the interface on top of it. And they just press a couple of buttons, and suddenly the particular dosage is actually, done appropriately. And the challenge with that is that suddenly we really remove the understanding of what is this supposed to do. And without the understanding, it is easy for us to overcomplicate how technology fits in. And as soon as we overcomplicate it, suddenly we are now actually making it difficult for people to digest it.
Luis, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I'm pretty sure in the podcast, throughout the series, you're going to be a lot of people that are going to provide a lot of ideas. And that topic is so vast, from everything from risk management and understanding psychology, understanding people's behavior and change. I think that I'll cover one that I find to be almost invisible, which is, it's invisible until the frustrations are felt. And I like to think about it almost like microprocesses. When you think about a solution from a technology point of view and how people are going to use it, we think about the big items that they're going to do, the big processes they're going to cover, the big activities they'll do, whether it's in business or maybe it's even an app, whatever. But the microprocesses are the way that people have adjusted their lives in the past to complete that task. So, they were doing a particular task, whether that's in business and personal life, that has three steps and technology fit into a particular one. One of those steps are with the old systems they have in place or no system. And so suddenly one of those steps is going to be replaced or assisted by technology now. And they have to literally adjust how that life is. And that would be everything from an old organization that didn't really use technology, used to use papers, and they used to color code the papers and pass them to particular individuals and put in a particular basket, or even, you know, the even advanced users who now actually says, I used to do X, I still have to do UX, but now I have to figure out how my day-to-day, you know, life in particular, you know, processes and actions are going to change. And so a lot of things are invisible, because that's really gets to the user understanding how they modify their own lives to use tools and to get a job done. And they're invisible because that's the easier part, it gets disrupted. As soon as we bring something in place, we think about the big picture, but sometimes we really don't spend enough time to actually think about is how is your microprocess, the day-to-day life between you, yourself, as well as people around you, are going to change. And when we leave that in there, that's when we actually feel the discomfort, because at the end of the day, that is really is how we're moving the cheese.
And Luis, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You know, I'm starting a space to actually capture a lot of my experience in consulting, agility, and life. You can find it at luismorgas.com. But a couple of places that I find useful in terms of user adoption are not exactly, you know, focused on the topic. They're almost indirectly trying to give us the tools to make sure we are solving the right problem. One of them is called the A3 process. It's a problem-solving approach that tries to deeply understand the issue before we try to kind of figure out solutions to it. And I found that to be very useful in really truly solving problems. And the other one is, there's a gentleman called Jeff Batten, who's actually been using the user story mapping approach in Agile. And what I like about that is that as I use it with other users, it helps them visualize how the system is going to affect the day-to-day relationships that they have with the business, users, customers, and so on. And so it just gives them a way to digest it at their own pace versus having to digest at the time they just have to use the tool set.
Well, thanks, Luis.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.